Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The FBI recently warned about a massive Chinese hacking operation still going on and encouraged people to make sure their messages are encrypted, which is good to know. If you know what encrypted means, a lot of us don't. Alex Hammerstone, our friend, joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm beginning to think that when the Chinese don't have a hacking operation, that's when it's newsworthy. Kind of like the old thing when man bites dog, now that's news.
Well, I mean, it's probably fair to say that, you know, kind of throughout the world, there are ongoing, you know, hacking operations by governments pretty consistently. So that's probably a true statement for sure.
So let's talk about what it is that the Chinese are up to and what the FBI said we should do and what that means.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, what's interesting about this is, you know, we talk a lot about kind of different stories and, you know, on the internet you read a lot of different things and so on and so forth. But when the government, U.S. government agencies come out and make statements, you know, it's not somebody in their basement with a conspiracy theory, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about very real things and what they're seeing. And in this case, you know, they're talking about a hacking group, you know, purportedly based in China. You know, I don't want to say purportedly because they certainly deny it. But it's a group that, you know, has a lot of different operations that have been reported. And one of them, you know, has been gaining access to a lot of different telecom companies and giving them access to the telecom company systems. Yeah. If you look at what the government's saying, you know, it was very much targeted against kind of high-profile politicians or, you know, corporations looking for information. But they has very broad access to a lot of the communications information that's out there about everybody. And so, you know, the guidance that came out is to kind of think about your communications as being likely compromised or possibly compromised. And then, you know, not necessarily just using your text messaging, right? So the government's suggesting that you use something like Signal, which is an encrypted application that people use for communications, or even using something like iMessage. So if you're communicating back and forth between two iPhones, you know, using that instead of the basic text infrastructure, which, I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of wild, right? The government saying that we should be careful about texting, you know, because of the security of it.
So when you say Messenger, what is this? Is that like Telegram Messenger, or is that different?
Well, so there's a number of apps. So you know, something like a Telegram or a Signal, right? The applications that you actually put on your phone and then use to message people, right? So you might, you know, you and I might both have Signal, which is a messaging software installed on our phones, and then use that to message each other rather than just going into your kind of text bubble or your text icon and just texting back and forth, kind of using the native texting. Where it gets a little bit different is, you know, if you and I are both on iPhones, you know, it's going to use iMessage if we have it set that way instead of the basic texting protocol. So, you know, that's the other thing I think about all this is, you know, when we kind of get into some of this advice that comes from the government, is that for kind of people that use these technology every day, we don't necessarily think about it, right? So sometimes this advice can fall on deaf ears because when, you know, most people hear, hey, use an encrypted application rather than your texting, like, what does that even mean, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's my question next, which is, so I have an iPhone. If I text somebody with an iPhone, the message is in blue. This is how elementary it is for me, Alex. If I text somebody that doesn't have an iPhone, the message is green. So I don't know if that's the difference between a SMS or an iMessage and where the security of either is, but you can answer when we come back because a lot of this stuff I don't understand. And the other question I have is whether it's Signal or WhatsApp or Telegram or whatever it is, why can't the Chinese break into that? I don't understand what the difference is, and maybe you can hold my hand like the first grader I am and walk me through it when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. And the other question is, what is it that the Chinese are trying to get with these texts between person? Is it to compromise somebody? Because we have a retired CIA agent, James Olson, that comes on occasionally. And he says what they love to do is the Chinese and the Russians are to get either professors or scientists or whatever, one way or the other, compromised, either with visits to Russia or China. And then before they know it, they own them for whatever reason. And is that the end game here? Cloak and Dagger, 821, traffic now, WWL. FBI warning about a massive Chinese hacking operation to get texts. And I mentioned, you know, we have this guy, James Olson, that's a former CIA agent that wrote a book. And in the book, he talks about the Chinese and the Russians. They love to get either government employees or maybe even professors or people like that in their country. And then they compromise them or pay them out of pocket or bribe them for this or that or the other thing. And before they know it, they're compromised and they're owned by the Russians or the Chinese. That I get. But what can they get from just routine text between you and I, Alex? And that also brings us to the text of whether they're green or blue, whether it's an iMessage or whether it's an SMS. I don't know what the difference is. And is one more secure than the other? That's a whole bunch. So jump in where you feel comfortable.
Sure. So for the first part of the question, you know, what can you get from someone's texts? Well, these days, just about everything, right? I mean, people text constantly. And what's interesting is, you know, we think about kind of texting back and forth and maybe what we're going to, you know, have for dinner or, you know, amongst friends and things like that. And so certainly we want that private. But in companies and organizations and even, you know, government employees and candidates, you know, they oftentimes will use text, even if they've been directed not to, right? So even if they're given a certain corporate or government system that they're supposed to use, you know, that's designed to be secure, human nature, people will just text a lot of things, right? So they may even text, you know, important documents or what have you. So there's a lot of information that's going to exist in kind of the text messaging ecosystem. So it's important to think about that. You know, and for any of us, you know, it's just really easy to lean towards convenience. You know, opening up a separate messaging app or using some kind of secure encrypted method can be more difficult, right, than just kind of clicking on your text icon and going that way. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a whole trove of information that's in people's texts and emails, you know, whether it's, again, their personal information or whether it's, you know, company information. As far as kind of the green versus the blue bubble, you know, there's, if you look at kind of where those messages are passing through and where they exist, you know, so if you're using the SMS, right, so the kind of the basic texting, that's going to be less secure. It's not necessarily going to be encrypted, you know, things like that. Versus using an encrypted application. You know, Signal is the one that tends to be, you know, oftentimes listed as the most secure and the best because it uses end-to-end encryption. So from when you're typing something on your phone until I receive it, it's encrypted between there. And no one else should be able to see that. You know, nothing's 100% secure, but that's going to generally be your best way to, you know, keep your messaging, you know, out of the hands of anybody you don't want to access it.
But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, finish, please.
Well, I was going to say, but the thing is, I think, you know, it's been advice forever is, you know, don't put it in writing if you never want anyone to see it, right? You know, they used to always tell people when they started a kind of in working, even before phones and before texting, you know, if you don't ever want what you're saying, you know, to be presented to you in a court of law at some point, don't write it down. You know, whether it's been a memo or a written memo or a text message.
But yet, with this Telegram app, whenever anybody in your contacts joins, it shows up. So how secure is that? I'm confused about that.
Well, so that comes down to what each of these different messaging applications keep as far as data goes. You know, they're going to oftentimes have access to your, you know, your contact list. So Signal tends to just have access to your phone number. You know, Telegram's going to have access to your phone number and your contact list and things like that. You know, kind of same with, you know, WhatsApp and, you know, Facebook Messenger has a lot of information, obviously. But these different applications are going to have access to different parts of your information. And that's another thing, too, is whenever we're installing an app, you always have these really long licensing agreements or user agreements, and nobody reads those, right? Nobody reads these things.